A number of years ago, I was privileged to travel with some of my parishioners at the time on a pilgrimage to Rome. And of course, there's so much to see in Rome and the history there and the art and the churches. They're magnificent. But one thing stands out in my memory especially, and that was the tour that I took of the Scavi. Now, the Scavi is an archaeological excavation that's underneath the Basilica of St. Peter's Church in Rome. And the archaeologists have discovered there that there is a first century cemetery on which St. Peter's was built. And in this cemetery, there is a grave with many Christian symbols. And around it are some other graves with Christian symbols. And they conclude that this is the grave of St. Peter, and it has been held that for a long tradition through the centuries. St. Peter was martyred in Rome around the year 65-66 AD, that first century that was so calamitous for the church, actually, and also that saw such expansion of the church at the same time. And as I was thinking of that, I remembered these words in our gospel today. Jesus speaking to Peter. He asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" And he says, "You are Peter." And he said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And then in response, Jesus says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." And that word Peter was rarely, if ever, given as a name to anyone in that first century. And so Jesus is not only giving him a new name, but a new mission. He is to be the rock of the church, especially in time of calamity and of great disturbance. And for the first three centuries, the church knew that calamity with many bloody persecutions. It knew the hostility of the world. It knew also enemies from within. There were false teachers in the church, as well as enemies from without. And through that first century until his death, Peter was a rock. He was a person who inspired hope in people. He was someone for whom there was assurance that the Holy Spirit was truly with the church, guiding it, leading it through its great suffering in that time. And so, after Peter, the pontiffs, the successors to Peter, the popes of Rome, have by and large been just that, fulfilling that mission of being rock through good times and through bad times, and of bringing hope to the world through the church. Now, the Scavi also showed that in the cemetery there were a couple of monuments that were erected in the first century with many Christian symbols on it. And the Emperor Constantine, who built with his mother many Christian churches throughout the world, erected a church over that spot in that cemetery in Rome. And over 1,000 years later, the present Basilica of St. Peter's was built. And so it's been through the centuries that the church has lasted. And through that time, we have found orthodoxy, stability, hope through the Church of Rome and its pontiff. The word pontiff means bridge builder. And indeed, that is one of the missions of the church, of the Pope, that he is to be a bridge builder between the world and God, just as Jesus was the bridge builder, the man God. We see later in the gospel that Jesus will appear to Peter after his resurrection. And he will ask Peter 3 times, "Peter, do you love me?" And after the 3rd time, Peter was getting a little antsy and exasperated. He says, "Lord, you know I love you. Feed my lambs and feed my sheep." That's the mission of the Pope, to feed the church with the truth of Christ, with the light of the world. And then he goes on to say, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." My friends, the church is not made of stone, brick, and mortar. The church is made of people. People who love the Lord. People who believe in Him. And you and I are part of that living church. We are living stones in that church that Jesus founded. If we can, with Peter, in word and in deed, say, "Yes, Lord, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. I believe." And Jesus tells us, the gates of hell will not prevail. No matter what calamity we face, no matter what hostility from within or without, we endure. And today in modern times, you know, there are some of our elected officials that we can't trust. There's some bishops and priests that we cannot trust. There are some business people, heads of commerce, whom we cannot trust. But Jesus assures us, they will not prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail. That is our faith. I'd like to share with you a little prayer. This prayer I entitled, "Bridge to Eternal Life." O Jesus, Lord, you are the bridge, spanning the waters deep, over danger, hardship, and trial, and many gorges steep. Though many here may weep and wail, hell's gates shall not prevail. This world of ours is not secure for travelers to pass. In safety to the other side, to God, to life, alas. Though we be blown in wind and gale, hell's gates shall not prevail. You are the bridge in your being, O God and man made one, for us to go from here to God. The victory has been won. Though sin and death our lives assail, hell's gates shall not prevail. Jesus, Lord, you give us your church. Within you do abide. Your church is now the bridge to life across the threatening tide. Though Satan works that we might fail, hell's gates shall not prevail.